You got to say that the Chaco Bottom area over the last 10 years has started to bounce back. There are more people living down here. There's, you know, I'd call this a success. You know, if they could ever get some stability in the restaurant scene and just make sure there's no violence at all for like a year in a row, this will be you know, a really hot spot that people will want to come to pretty consistently. Now, the city's hoping they can do that in other parts of the capital. And Jason Roop, the former editor of Style Weekly, has been covering these types of stories for a long time, so he knows who to talk to find out what's really going on. And Jason, I'm glad you're here to give us the insight on this Coliseum project. Man, is there an insurrection happening at City Hall with City Council really, you know, turning their back on the mayor, or, you know, second guessing him in a way we're not used to?
Hey, good morning, John. I'd say that, you know, the city council is preparing itself to analyze a project that's, you know, the biggest we've ever seen, really. And the mayor pitches it as the largest economic development project in at least modern history. And so there is no plan yet before city council, but they know it's coming. They may not even get it in December at their December meeting on Monday. I've been told that they think it'd be more like January when they finally get to see this. But, you know, they're getting ready to receive a very complicated project, $1.4 billion in scope, 80 blocks of downtown. There's a lot of moving parts on something like that. And these nine folks who are elected to serve on city council are representing the people, and they've got to figure out how do we evaluate this plan. Do we hire an expert consultant? Do we, you know, look at it ourselves? And what one of the city council women, Kim Gray, has put forward is legislation to develop a commission, an advisory commission, using Richmond residents who are experts in various aspects, financial, development, entertainment. And they would ask that that commission to look through this plan and give them some recommendations after 90 days.
Mm-hmm. Are you hearing that the city council members are actually holding their own meetings, or are they just getting anecdotal responses from people via email?
Yeah, well, right now they're not allowed, of course, to meet without letting the public know. They can't, three of them can't gather.
I'm talking about having town hall meetings of their own in their own district.
Right now, the meetings are on the developer side. The developers out there pitching their ideas, but we really haven't seen all of the finances yet. So on Monday at the organizational development committee meeting, what we saw was pushback from the city, and that's the conflict you're talking about there. So city council wanted to create this commission. We saw that the mayor did not come out and support that idea, neither did his administrators, who said, well, you know, we've been looking at it for you. The mayor said, well, why don't you talk to experts, but you can just, you know, relay what you find in your own city council meetings. It's strange that the mayor, who said he was, you know, just passing along stuff to city council, they should kick the tires and take their time. It seems like that's changed a little bit. And maybe he doesn't want it on their own terms, whatever they decide to do. But the vote was 5-4, and this will go forward on Monday for a final vote as to how they'll, you know, are they going to create this commission? Keep in mind, just for comparison's sake, the mayor's own Monument Avenue Commission met for a year to discuss how to treat the statues on Monument Avenue. I don't know that anything's
happening. I'm guessing that he's getting enough blowback that he's worried this thing is going to get stuck and not move forward. But if I were him, boy, I'd want to make sure that I checked all the boxes before I push something forward, just on the chance that it's not very successful. Well, we'll be talking about it in the coming weeks. Hey, I don't want to run out of time before we talk about events that are going on around town this weekend. What would you suggest we put on the agenda?
Well, this is another good weekend to get in the Christmas spirit, John. There are several house tours underway. Fan District's Holiday House Tour is going to be on Saturday and Sunday, and Church Hill's House Tour is on Sunday. These feature, like, you know, 11, 12 homes, beautiful, as you know, Richmond's historic homes, you know, back to the 1700s up in Church Hill. And, you know, it's just a nice time to walk through and see how they've been redeveloped or preserved and decorated.
You have to buy tickets?
Come with ticket prices, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so just, you know, just take a look online in advance. It's First Fridays tonight downtown. If you want to have an excuse to go see the lights, you can also take in all these galleries and the different events going on. Jackass Flats is playing at the Camel at 9 p.m. if you want to get in some good bluegrass. And then the Maymont Mansion tours are going on this weekend and pretty much throughout the season. It's a good family activity as well. They have the animals out there, and you can walk around in the Victorian Mansion.
And the temperature is going to feel like wintertime, unlike the last few weekends where it's been a little warmer. So
you'll know that
Christmas is on the way.
Definitely.
Hey, Jason Roop, always enjoy talking with you. Thanks very much.
Thanks, John.